From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. Wednesday is the day we discuss issues related to Latin America and the Caribbean, and still dominating the headlines in the hemisphere are the Venezuelan elections, now in the books, and much to the dismay of expats in the U.S., Hugo Chavez has won re-election as president over opposition candidate Henrique Capriles. Thousands from South Florida made the journey to New Orleans to vote on Sunday after their embassy in Miami was closed earlier this year, only to head back home disappointed. First, we'll hear from Miami Herald South America Bureau Chief Jim Wiss, who joins us from Venezuela's capital, Caracas. So welcome, Jim. There was some talk of unrest no matter who won in Venezuela. So what's it like there in the capital a couple of days after the big election?
Today it's pretty much business as usual in the country. And you're right, there were fears that there might be violence or might be tension, but those fears, thankfully, are unmaterialized. It was a very peaceful voting process.
Jim, are people surprised that there were no major problems?
I think there is that sense. A lot of people, you know, feel like they kind of dodged a bullet, that, you know, that things did go smoothly. You know, of course, the other side of that says that, you know, what would have happened if Chavez had lost? That's the true test, perhaps, of Venezuelan democracy, how an eventual transition might be handled.
Miami Herald South America Bureau Chief Jim Wiss reporting to us from Caracas. Thank you, Jim.
Hey, good to talk to you, Phil.
And now from the streets of Caracas to the streets of New Orleans, where more than 8,000 Venezuelan expats gathered to vote in their home country's election on Sunday. Most of them, in fact, all but two of them, registering votes for opposition candidate Henrique Capriles. Making the trip was El Nuevo Herald editor Teresa Frontado, who's back with us now. Welcome, Teresa. So as a Venezuelan American, what was it like for you?
It was a very emotional experience from the moment I first stepped into the plane to go to New Orleans, where you saw people wearing the Venezuelan colors and chanting and cheering. Then once I made it to the convention center, it was quite impressive. It was a lot of people, more than 8,000 voters, according to official records. But most of all, I was very moved by the commitment, by the people that I saw that travel thousands of kilometers and miles to make it there. I saw people broke down in the middle of the line waiting to vote. That just started crying and said, I can't believe that I'm here, that we're here, that we're voting, that this is happening.
You didn't know what happened because you got on the plane to come back to Miami on Sunday night. When did you find out about the results?
We landed in Miami a little bit after 10, I think. And as soon as we landed, everybody started to turn on their cell phones. And as we were getting off the plane, the electoral authorities give out the results. So everybody from the plane just stopped and surrounded this guy who was live streaming on his cell phone. And there was, I mean, you could have dropped a pin and you would have heard it. Everybody was not even breathing until the elections the election results were announced. And then people started to break down. So people started to just walk away with tears in their eyes and just, It was a huge disappointment. On the way back, people at least in my plane were happy, were excited, were proud of what they've done, felt that it was a big accomplishment and that this election was going to make a difference.
Well, Teresa Frontado, thanks for coming in and telling us all about it. We appreciate this.
Thank you, Phil.
And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.